they're just in their minds.
Are you saying that they're just repeating that the same messages, right?
Exactly.
And there we get into the theme of the robot again, because we're programmable, right? We just need to have an input of something, and then we're going to regurgitate that again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's exactly why they continually repeat stuff. That's why they have 10 different people say the same thing, and it seems absurd, and then they call them their talking points.
Right.
Well, those talking points are the programming points. Anything that's a talking point is something they're trying, is a program that's meant to be in your brain and shape how you're looking at things.
Yeah.
You know, some of that happens on deeper levels too, just like the backdrops, or, you know, when you see those words behind old W, he was going crazy with that for a while, you know. He might as well have just had a big picture of himself with submit behind for all intents and purposes, you know. I mean, it's, you know, everybody was scared out of their mind, and I hope we're not going to continue to go down that road of fear, because we can't keep it up forever, you know.
No.
But even the way out of that is to accept that, well, you know, whether that guy kills me or I die, anything could kill me anytime, you know, or you know, I could die. You know, I just read a story online about this guy in Michigan who, he bowled a 300 game, gave his buddies a high five, and then he keeled over and dropped dead.
Oh, my God.
Okay. You know, and it's like these guys were talking about how he wanted to roll this 300 for years.
Right.
You know, so he finally did it, and then, like, I mean, maybe that was his work. That was his perfection, I guess. His work here was done.
And they're
saying he died with a smile on his face, you know, doing, like, his greatest moment, and then boom.
That just
shows you it can drop on you right out of the blue, you know, or it can creep. You know, you can have time. Sometimes the people who have, you know, some kind of sickness can at least say goodbye, or maybe they learn a few lessons, but. But I guess, yeah, back to what we were talking about, it's like the direction, you know, the outside world's constantly trying to lure your attention,
mm-hmm.
you know, so the skeleton is also why you were saying that. I was thinking of the death card in the tarot.
Right, yeah.
You know, that's another one of those characters. And it's to turn you back on yourself to get you, or Pluto in astrology.
Yes.
It turns you back on yourself to reflect deeply. Not just like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow or whatever. But no, the whole fundamental thing. Okay, if this is the case, we're in this body, we're going to die. You know, there's a lot going on. But thinking just in my perspective, what am I doing here? What's going on? What am I here for?
Mm.
And what's it all about?
Yeah. You know,
I mean, just these basic philosophical questions that are often neglected. You know, in a way, the skeleton brings them forth to consider. It's one way of encoding it to keep it around.
Yeah, exactly. And these big the big questions are there to kind of to ground you into the experience. I feel that they're there to kind of guide your way, or at least make you to give a little bit more perspective of all the stuff that you're into, you know, at the moment, or to bounce you back a little bit and to make you ask, you know, am I doing the right thing here? Am I on the right path? Am I doing what I really want to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Another benefit of the death, thinking of death or holding it close, is it gives you a certain integrity. You know, you're not going to sell out to somebody, you know, your beliefs or your inner core when you're dealing with the fundamental situation. When you're aware of yourself on that kind of a level, you're going to probably, in all likelihood, be an honest person, a truthful person, because at that point you're going to realize it's in your own best interest. Why do you want to stir up trouble?
Yeah.
Why do you want to make the circumstance difficult? Why do you want to have to juggle lies? Why do you want to, you know, it's just a never-ending drain. It's much easier to simplify and be straightforward. It's in you know, not because of an imposed morality, but because that's the harmonious path.
Right, right. And what about this idea of, you know, we talked about it a little bit before, but of where it all comes from, if you will, you know, What is the source of all of this? I mean, I guess your idea would be that it's from a higher plane, right? It's from a higher
Like
level.
which stuff?
Well, everything I'm trying, you know, like the spiritual and even the material in that sense, that you know, the material world is a maybe a reflection, but also an a consequence, if you will, of something higher at work, you know.
Yeah, well, that goes into that spirit made flesh comment that comes up in different faiths.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think that the physical, until we become crack open that egg, the physical is it's a condensed place. It's a part of coming here into this vibration and accepting the body. Initially, we get caught up in the five senses. That's why the practice of getting out of the five senses is so important. So we're not simply bound to the rules of earth incarnation. This begins our process of connecting with higher vibrational aspects of ourself. Yeah, I mean, I think that we all have higher self, but as we were talking earlier, we can get kept cut off from that, but that's because we're focusing out. See, now we're getting to why it's important to focus in, because then you can start becoming aware of these other aspects of yourself on the higher vibrations. And if you do that and then return to the outside, well, the outside is a totally different place now. And even your whole thought process, or what you thought were your choices before, or what you thought was important before, gets transformed as well. And the more you, so at the very least, get some balance. See, this is the balance. Sometime you look out, and then sometimes you look in. And then you come back out and have that what you reflected on, it's going to go better. And then you're going to come back in. And then you're going to take that experience from the outside. And there's much good from the outside, the love, the sharing, the experience of doing everything you can do here. That's all good. It's just we also need the time to look inwards and reflect individually and pool our energy and call ourselves back, because sometimes we get trapped in these circumstances.